Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I got to tell you, last night was amazing. Now, I was getting ready to go to a concert last night. I was. Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish. Combination country and some of his songs, and I know a lot of people here at the FM station were there last night calling, hey, you want to go? Are you going to go? And I go, no, man. Cuba in the USA, University of Miami is playing against Indiana. The Heat and the Pit. I mean, it was just it was a crazy night. And, of course, I had to stay up to watch to see what was going on the West Coast. In tennis at Indian Wells because of Miami Open. So all that stuff going on. Of course, you have to like all those sports. I just stayed home and was a complete junkie last night. And of course, watching some of the things that took place, we'll get into all of them. Congratulations, Jim Larrañaga. Going to be nice enough to join us this morning. They're flying back this morning after a late night win and a real good one. Man, did they look good. Isaiah Wong and Jordan Miller, nice bounce back games, 27-19. Norchad Omir is the story of the weekend. After watching him in the first minute sprain his ankle against Duke, to come back and have a double-double against Drake, 12 points, 14 rebounds, and last night against Indiana, 17 rebounds, fighting around foul trouble. Just incredible having that guy. He's like having a 7-footer. He's like having a big, strong 6'10 power forward. He is just so important to the team and to get himself ready. Man, I got to tell you, my vibe was that he wasn't going to play in this tournament, that the ankle sprain was so bad and this tough mofo, and I know everybody's going to give credit to the training facility and the training team and everything else. And listen, they do. I'm sure they work like they do for every key guy to work 24 hours a day to get them ready to go. But that son of a gun was not going to miss this tournament after transferring here. And I have so much respect. And not the guys that, hey, I can't play. I mean, you can't play. But this guy, after literally had to go off the court and couldn't put any pressure to walk on that foot to where he is now is just incredible what he's done in these first two games. I just want to get that out there. We're going to bounce around because we have a lot of stuff going on here on a Monday. I've been down here since 1980, folks. One of the wildest years in the history of Miami was my first year here. Riots, 10,000 refugees came over from Cuba, lived underneath the freeway, the highway, down on 95. And so if you've been here a while and you have Cuban friends, I was curious about what it was going to be like to see Cuba. I knew what the outcome of the game was going to be. I felt like USA was going to Trey Turner them to death, and sure enough, they did with beat the crap out of the Cuban team 14-2. But the fact that Cuban team was here and what it meant. And listen, I heard there were also Cubans. I saw the interviews and was watching the news and wanted to see what the feel of everybody is after all these years. But there's people my age that had homes as little boys and little girls taken away from them, relatives put in prison, killed, still in prison. And so knowing the history, just from being here since 1980, you learn it real quickly, especially I had a teammate that was a middle linebacker, and he was Cuban, and Ralph Ortega. I was really curious about how this thing was going to play out last night. And the boos and the cheers, I was trying to get a feel for it on TV last night for the Cuban team, and there were both. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you there weren't cheers for the Cuban team. There were. There are a lot of Cubans that live here that said it's still my team because that's where I was, that's where I was born or whatever their thoughts were. And there were others that said, you're playing for Castrol, it's bull crap, and we don't want you here. We have nothing against the baseball team, but you shouldn't be here. So the whole thing last night to me was I was curious to see what it was going to be like. And listen, there were a lot of Cubans that were like, I'm going to watch a baseball game. I don't want to hear about the other stuff. And even though I'm guessing one way or the other, they had relatives affected by dictatorship of Castro and everything through the years as well. So last night, three protesters on the field. So you heard the boos, you heard the cheers, you heard a little bit. I'll say one thing. After the other night with the great comeback and Trey Turner hit a grand slam in the eighth inning, that game before that sounded like we were playing in Venezuela. It was, I mean, the passion of the Venezuelans that was out there. It was just amazing, all these games. Of course, when all the key people last night, it was just jam-slammed and packed for that game inside. And, of course, peaceful demonstrations outside as well with everything that was going on. So it was a crazy night. It was a crazy night in Miami with that going on. Anticipation, and listen, I give Cuba credit with that team because that team's been wiped out. Most of the best players are playing Major League Baseball now. Most of them, there were a couple that did play. There were a couple that did want to play and did play last night. They were booed, but a lot of them decided to stay home or, in some cases, play for another country. So it was an interesting night with everything tonight. If you're wondering, Mexico and Japan, and there is a chance if Japan, who's favored to win this game tonight, if they do win the game, Mexico's pretty good. Listen, if you're here, you're pretty good. Shohei Ohtani could pitch and hit for Japan, who's one of the favorites. They've won this tournament. Be wild, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be a wild Tuesday? He's one of the best players in baseball, and of course that the United States American team is just loaded with great players, and nobody's playing better right now than Trey Turner. Trey Turner is hitting home runs like everybody plays against, not only the huge grand slam, called it the biggest hit of his career. And listen, he's one of the best players in baseball. He's had a great career. He signed a huge contract with Philadelphia. I didn't think he was going to leave L.A. He got me on that one, and he got big bucks in Philadelphia. But anyway, we have all that. Of course, I don't want to forget about FAU. They also won last night. How crazy is this? Two teams in South Florida in the Sweet 16. Just a wild one, so congratulations. John L. Davis last night had 29 points. As FAU gets another win and they're moving on. And, of course, the Miami Hurricanes will now face number one Houston. And we'll see what happens. FAU will take on Tennessee. So a lot of crazy stuff. And the Heat, I was watching. They were way down in that game. And I go, oh boy. And they got it rolling there in the fourth quarter in a big, big way and ended up with an easy win after scoring and having the big fourth quarter in that game last night. 38-19, they outscored a really crappy Detroit team. Really, really crummy Detroit team. So, good win for them. Tyler Herro got hot late in the game, and they end up that big quarter, get a 112-100 win. Heard Woody talking about that. The Miami Open is rolling. Now, I'm going to be honest. Miami Open's not for everyone. If you don't play, Hey, Woody, can you like tennis and not play it? Is that possible? I don't know.
I think it's a great event, right? I mean, I've always enjoyed the event. The tennis is, you know, is fine. I've always just enjoyed the event. I think it's a nice atmosphere, especially you go for one of those night sessions like this weekend. You're going to probably get a couple of good night sessions, I'm guessing, right? Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, that's when all the, some of the stars top seeds play. Will play.
So, yeah, I think it's a good event, man. I really do. I'm happy that it stayed, but they do a nice job over there. You know, it's a good food, drink, and catch a little tennis. There's hardcores like you. I know, like the people that watch the side courts and stuff like that, and no disrespect to you guys. But, yeah, I mean, I think overall it's a good event.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to say this. Carlos Alcaraz ended up, once again, winning the tournament out west. He won our event here last year at 18. He's now 19. He just won Indian Wells and beat Medvedev. So we know those two guys are going to be here. It's a pretty good field, minus, once again, I don't know, honestly, if we're ever going to see Nadal again here. Because if he plays hard court ever again, he'll have to play Indian Wells first, and he just can't stay healthy in back-to-back events on hard court. He just, his body is now in his mid-30s, is beaten up pretty good. And then the other guy doesn't have his shots, and I guess I saw yesterday the country's going to open up people from other countries and haven't had shots in May. That they can start coming in here. So we lose who has been one of the great players for a long, long time here as well. But, hey, we're fine. We're the other group. Got a lot of good players. At least for my liking, I'm okay. Tiafo, Fritz, the rest of them, the Tsitsipas, all those guys will still be here. I sound like I was doing a...
Well, that's a problem, though. Like, you want the casual fan, like you're trying to get the person that's interested in, like, the food and all the stuff I was just talking about. Like, you're trying to get that person involved. Like, you need these guys to become bigger, more well-known stars.
Yes.
I'm not saying they can't
no
play,
question.
But...
Woody, I don't disagree with you.
Everyone knows the names. You know the Federer, Nadal, like, you know, the Djokovic. You know those names, and those are the names you want to see. But
those guys
are, I mean, not Djokovic, the other two guys, I mean, Federer's retired. Completely, right?
Yes.
Nadal's done for, basically. So you need other guys. By the way,
Clay.
It wouldn't hurt to have an American step up and be really good, too. But
that's true, too. But you make a great point. Listen, I don't miss the tournament, even when I was in Key Biscayne. I like to go every year. I do enjoy it, and my wife likes to go with me, which just doesn't happen very often. But I will say this, that it was a great time. I don't know if we're ever going to get anything like it again. Federer, you bring up a great point. Federer, Djokovic, and Nadal, and even a little Andy Murray in there as a guy that was really good there for a while. And, hey, listen, he's playing with a bad hip and still playing a lot better than anybody thought he could. But the rest of the guys being out, and honestly, Djokovic is, you know, standing to his guns on this thing, so he's missed. God only knows. If Djokovic had the shots, how many majors he'd have. But obviously feel strongly about not doing it because he just missed two more tournaments and a lot of money. They're good money tournaments. So anyway, we'll forget those guys that aren't playing, but I don't disagree. You had all kinds of different personalities. It is amazing. Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic is kind of the bad guy. It was incredible how it matched up so well. It gave you something for everyone. The Joker might be the greatest player of all time. I'm not a big fan of his because I understand he whines and bitches about everything on top of it. And that's okay. And Fed and Nadal are, you know, have their own personalities but likable.
Well, they're legends, man. I mean, remember those
three
two
of them.
Remember Federer and Nadal played in like the semifinals one year in Key Biscayne? It was like the first time those guys had played on American soil in like years. Remember how popular that was? A ticket was like absolutely out of control.
Yes, they have had their moments. It almost takes me back to Tiger and Phil on a Saturday and Sunday out at Doral watching that, and it was just a madhouse. And So anyway, yeah. I listen, Woody. I'm glad
you go enjoy your tennis, bro. You don't have to apologize to anyone. And
no,
I hope
no,
you
but I agree.
Tennis updates.
I agree.
People care. They're going to get a lot of people through the doors at that thing, man.
The billboards, though, if they had on one side of 95 and the turnpike, they had Djokovic. The other side, they had Nadal. And the other side, they had the Fed. It'd be beautiful, man.
Yeah.
It would be.
Most people probably couldn't pick Alcaraz out of a lineup.
Great for business, yeah. Hey, we've got Dolphins news to get to. Panthers have been smoking hot. What a comeback they had. Just an amazing week. A lot of stuff to get to. We'll get you caught up in a little NFL free agency as well. And Coach Larrañaga will join us in a little more than an hour from now. We'll talk to him as they win again, man. Back into the Sweet 16 in back-to-back years. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Before we get back to the show, Joe, you ready for some cool news here?
What do you have for me, Woody?
All right, it's another Joe Rose Show exclusive. Pickleball is coming to South Florida with tennis legends John McEnroe, Andre Agassi, Michael Chang, and Andy Roddick. We've got your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the inaugural Pickleball Slam April 2nd at Hard Rock Live in Hollywood, and all winners will be entered for the grand prize, tickets for two, to attend the pre-tournament banquet featuring food, beverage, and a Q&A with all four legends. Keep listening to us right here for your chance to win.
Four of the three great American players and tennis players.
Yeah.
And now have switched over and apparently playing a little pickleball on me.
So let me ask you just a hypothetical question. Like we go to the banquet there and Johnny Mack or one of those guys comes over and he's like, you know, hey, I heard, you know, I live down here. I heard what you've been saying about pickleball and I don't like it.
It's all right.
Do you,
what am I gonna do?
Can one of those, but can one of those guys maybe talk you into taking up the sport?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
Woody.
I'm seeing, by the way, man, the more and more I am seeing a lot of young guys playing.
I am too. I'm seeing a lot. The age of pickleball has gone from Century Village down to a lot of people are playing. It's
the young
fastest
people have taken
growing,
the game from you guys.
It is, but I am still fighting doubles in tennis. I'm staying singles, but
wouldn't you rather play singles pickleball than doubles tennis, though?
I'd rather just play
doubles tennis. Seems rough because who would your partner be? Ira?
No, That would be a bad one.
Yeah. You don't
That's all I need to have Ira going,
right?
Really? Yeah. Is that the best you can do? I'd punch Ira the first 20 minutes we played.
Who could possibly deal with being your partner? So I think pickleball is a better transition than doubles tennis for
Ira
you.
Constantly, when he plays against you, takes jab. I've never seen a guy like that can take jabs at you while he's playing. Like, nice effort. Oh, my God. Don't see you do that much. I didn't do it on purpose. Do you have to make a comment? Do you have to do a play-by-play on every bad thing I do? Damn it. Hey, so I like singles. But nobody cares, man. I'll tell you what they care about. They care about we had a busy, busy weekend, and last night was just wild. Had something for everybody minus football last night because, boy, everything was being played. The Heat on the road in Detroit. Speaking of being in Detroit, Panthers going to be there tonight to take on the Red Wings, where they're playing a lot better. 5 of 6 they've won, and even the game they lost, they picked up a point before losing in overtime. So it's been real good. They've got the Red Wings tonight, Philly tomorrow, and what a comeback against the Devils. Down 2-0. Devils, really good team, and come back and score 4 in the third period in that game. So it's been quite a wild weekend, and congratulations to Miami Hurricanes and FAU. FAU basketball. FAU basketball. Got another win, and so they're moving on to the Sweet 16 with the Miami Hurricanes. Well, the only cooler thing would have been somehow they got a chance to play each other, but that's going to be a difficult one. But I will say this, Jim Larrañaga is going to join us this morning. We'll talk to him. A lot of good stories with his team, who really beat up Indiana, played a really good game last night, and got their guys back. The shooters were shooting last night. Isaiah Wong with 27, Jordan Miller with 19 in the game last night. So congratulations to them. I guess Jim Larrañaga, who was really defending the ACC, will be done with that because everybody's gone but his team. Nobody made it to the Sweet 16 there. But 2 ones, 2 twos, 3 threes, and that's where we are. I think there are 2 fours and 2 fives also moving on in this tournament. But your brackets, as usual, are probably – pretty much destroyed, especially, well, you could have stuck with the ones and twos, and that'll get you as long as you got the right two if you took Texas and UCLA and Houston and Alabama. Speaking of that, Miami will play one of those number ones in Houston in a few days. So got a lot of stuff to get to. Last night was wild. I got to be honest with you, man. I was ready to go for Cuba and the United States. I was curious to see how they were going to treat it on TV last night. I wanted to see how much they were going to get into. And obviously, hey, listen, they're covering the baseball part of this thing, and they weren't getting into the Castro, the 1.2 million Cubans as much. They did mention it now, to be fair. They mentioned everything, that it was first time, did I hear first time, Woody, in 60 years, a Cuban baseball team has been here. 60 years. And, of course, the government was overthrown and the Castros have been in power and dictatorship is still there and a lot of Cubans still coming over here. Hell, I met somebody last week that had been here a year from Cuba, just 1 year. And so it was kind of a mixed bag last night. I was kind of curious, especially with second and third generation Cubans that have been over here, what it was going to be like with that game, because there were a lot of Cuban flags at that damn game last night, a lot of Cuban flags there. So really interesting, really interesting. Of course, Trey Turner has just been on fire. A couple of home runs last night, hit a grand slam to come back and beat Venezuela when it looked like that game might be over in the eighth inning. So Trey Turner has just been, a Palm Beach guy, by the way, has just been on fire. I think he hits like last in the order too. Just a lot of crazy stuff there. Anyway, we have a lot of football stuff, too, to get to. By the way, I don't have any feeling about this guy one way or the other. Woody, I don't know if you do. Odell Beckham Jr. and his workouts, and he does his one-handed catches down low and makes ridiculous catches with his one hand, and you know, and it's kind of cool to watch. I mean, it doesn't do crap for a football game, but all right, I get that you've got paws that can grab it with the gloves on. And Odell Beckham is 30 years old. He didn't play last year. He didn't play, and he hasn't put up big numbers really since he left the Giants. 2014, 2015, and 2016 with the Giants, he was phenomenal. Got to see it up close down here. He was sensational. Just great speed. Just a big play every time you felt like he was going to catch it and run after the catch was phenomenal. So he's sitting here, and he just recently came out and said, hey, $4 million is not going to cut it. So I guess he's had some offers at $4 million. And I'm like, hey, man, I don't know how to tell you this, and I know you're still cool, and I know you still get treated like a 1A receiver, and you're not, man. I mean, I don't, I get it, and this is not hating on the guy. He's a phenomenal talent. Once again, off the ACL from the Super Bowl, missed all last year, you know, and he did the whole tour, and he was going around everywhere, and we're going to get him, you're going to get him, and some teams are interested in him because I think he has a really good number two receiver, or a number three receiver, all needed on every team. But I don't know what kind of offer he's going to get. I mean, I guess he gets low base, high incentive, show us what you can do. But
I don't know how much he has left in the tank. And, well, you know, the other issue is he does seem like he's a pain in the ass.
Yes.
So, you know, that's the tough part with these players, these receivers, is you have to start weighing production versus pain in the ass. And it's like,
that's a good point, Wood.
You know, I don't know. I feel bad for Odell. He's taken some crummy injuries, by the way. He had one of those low hits. And
well, how about he just ran a crossing route and blew his knee out?
Yeah, like very, very talented guy. Times. I mean, look, he almost changed the game, right, as far as those one-handed catches. I mean, he was one of the first guys that we saw doing that stuff and made some incredible plays.
Well,
but
so he does his workout, and he was doing all the catches. And by the way, I call them TikTok catches. They're great for
– like Juju?
Yeah, like it's always TikTok. Great for TikTok, yeah. And people go, wow, look at this catch. Check it out. And, you know, you get 50 million people that want to look to see what a low backhanded, one-handed catch looks like. I mean, no, seriously, it's for a guy you think I had good hands, this stuff that he does I could never do. But we're talking about being a wide receiver, and I'm really curious to see. He's got offers. There's no question. You know who wants him with the New York Jets has said he'd like to have him. Thought he'd be a really good piece for them, although the Jets got some really good young receivers. I don't know how much you can count on Odell Beckham Jr. and the injuries just going away. So I'm really curious to see how this thing is going to play out for Odell Beckham Jr. And by the way, speaking of that, the Miami Dolphins, in a crazy, crazy thing. I don't know if anybody's been watching the Jets and the Patriots and the Dolphins. And anyway, the Miami Dolphins get the Patriots – punter Jake Bailey and Thomas Morstead is going to the Jets. And I got to be honest, I thought Thomas Morstead was one of our best players last year, the way he punted. He was phenomenal. He got you out of bad field position by ripping it. He also dropped a lot of kicks inside the 20. I'm guessing this thing had to do with money, unless it was going back closer to home. I don't know where his home is. But Jake Bailey was really good a couple years ago. He was an all-pro kicker. They released him after it looked like he was banged up, had some kind of injury this year, and his numbers were way, way down for the games that he did kick before he was injured. But hopefully he can get back. And Malik Reed, 3 seasons with the Broncos, 1 with the Steelers, and you can probably figure that out. He was with Vic Fangio at Denver. So he's coming back as a linebacker, still a young guy. And Vic's bringing in more of his guys, man, trying to find some guys he likes on the cheap at linebacker as you fill out this roster. And you do need need linebackers, not just for defense, but special teams and guys that can run. And it looks like he likes a little bit smaller guys, can flat out fly all over the field. So it's one of the things that allows him to do more things with his defense. We got to go to break. We always have to go to break, but we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Going to be a busy one. So qualifying right now for the Miami Open. That tournament gets rolling today and tomorrow, and then, of course, some of the top seed players will play in a few days down the road here for 2 weeks. The tournament will be at Hard Rock Stadium, and as you mentioned, we also have another mini tennis tournament we'll be telling you about as well. So all that stuff's coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, busy weekend for sure in the sports world. Panthers really picking it up. Just one back now of Pittsburgh for that last playoff spot. Have the Red Wings on the road tonight, and then we'll bounce over to Philadelphia on Tuesday after a nice comeback win against a really good Devils team, down 2-0, and come back in the third period and score a bunch of goals to win that game. So congratulations to them. Kind of a crazy night with the baseball stuff last night, as I mentioned before. And I was really curious how, I guess, listen, I didn't know what the number was. I heard last night on TV, it's 1.2 million Cuban Americans down here. I figure it was over a million. I didn't know what the number, and I think they were talking. I'm guessing, I might be wrong. I think it was talking about South Florida, but and how everybody was going to react to the Cuban baseball team. I mean, listen, they don't usually come here, nor with this World Baseball Classic, and somehow they were good enough to make it deep into this tournament, make their way to Miami. Actually had a long flight from Japan, I believe, to get here, and lost 14-2 last night, but obviously that was a side story with for a lot of people here, especially we still have a lot of people alive that were born in Cuba. And some remember their families, you know, had to get out of here on the last plane or the last boat to get out of here and get their freedom back after everything was pretty much taken from them at some point. And so, listen, I've been down here since 1980, and I saw the passion in 1980, and I've seen it through the years for a lot of people. But last night, it was kind of a mixed bag of people. But I will tell you, these baseball games in general with Puerto Rico and Venezuela, and I'm guessing with Japan and Mexico is going to be the same things now that we're down to. U.S. will wait to see if they're going to play Mexico or Japan. But what a great final game that would be if they could get the USA and Japan playing. Japan, of course, loves their baseball and got a lot of great baseball players. A lot more than just Shohei Ohtani playing in this thing.
So my question would be, how do we get this level of energy into Major League Baseball? I love all the stuff, man. The hot dog and after the home runs, all the different stuff, and I know like you'll get thrown at for doing that in a Major League Baseball game, but
that electricity,
how do we change that, man?
You cannot get the electricity that you got from a combination, and as you have said, and I agree, I don't know what percentage of people flew in for these games, but I'm guessing majority of them are from this country that came into town or live here that went to make what has been the rowdiest baseball atmosphere. There's not a game in Major League Baseball that's going to match what we have seen with a combination of Puerto Rico, Venezuela, and Dominican Republic. Hey, listen, honestly, the fans from the U.S. have been the visiting team since they've been down here because we just don't have that kind of passion for baseball. And I just think in general, baseball fans, short of a World Series, just don't get overly excited.
Well, all I hear about is the unwritten rules and guys throwing at guys. So they're disrespected and this and that. And I don't know, man. I just think
I don't think that has anything to do with the fans.
No, but I think fans like the way that this game is played. Everyone's excited. People are having fun.
But it's country.
They're celebrating.
It's country.
I got you.
And
I'm not saying Major League Baseball is going to be anything like that, but, man, they should try to at least steal some of the stuff that these guys are doing
Woody,
to make
these
their
aren't
product
even...
a little more exciting.
Well, Woody, here's the part. I know, and I'm guessing you haven't watched much of this. They're playing by the old rules. They're not playing with any of the new rules of baseball. They have the shift. They have... The World Baseball Classic is using the old rules of baseball, and the people don't care. This has to do with the makeup of our community and the location of where we are for people from Dominican, from Puerto Rico to come over here and watch this game and the population. I don't know what the Venezuelan population is.
Can't the Marlins capitalize –
How?
On some of this, Joe? Not like, I don't know, 5%, 10% of this? Can't they capitalize a little bit?
They have, no.
None of this helps them? Like, it's weird to me to have an event of this magnitude in your town, and you're going to tell me the Marlins are going to have opening day in a couple of weeks, and we're going to have, ghost town over there.
So you want
to
hear?
That to me doesn't add up. Usually these events, like whether it's, I don't know, the World Cup, like that drums up interest for soccer in general, doesn't it?
So.
Like these events should drum up interest for your sport. If the Marlins can't capitalize on any of this, what a waste, man.
So I don't, I think they're separate. Nothing against, and I heard the Marlins people saying it's going to be a great way for us to really kick our season off. Listen, if I had that lineup the United States has, that would get me a little juiced up. Think about this, Woody. The guy that was hitting ninth in the lineup last night, he's got an 11-year, $300 million contract.
I got you. But I don't think people are just blindly rooting for their countries and they don't care about baseball. I think these are people that actually like the sport of baseball.
Yeah, because it's number one
and
in their country.
I don't know if I agree with you that people are traveling from all over the place through this entire tournament to be here. I think these are a lot of people right here in our backyard that you need to figure out what the disconnect is between your team, your local team, and this tournament.
You're still not getting it.
Clearly,
you aren't getting it.
Clearly, people
are
willing to shell out huge money to go to these games. And I get there's very little importance in those Major League Baseball regular season games. There's too many of them.
You're missing a boat.
But just for these weekend series, you can't convert any of these people over to fans of your team?
You're missing a boat. This has to do with, for most of these people, where they grew up or at least lived here. I don't know how recent. Everybody's a little different. When they finally got here to South Florida, but population in the pockets of our community, they love that sport. That sport is the number one sport. Cuba, maybe it's changed a little bit, but baseball is big, big, big three times in Cuba. And you've seen the stories through the years. I've done a zillion stories and gone out to the tryout camps and watched young guys as they finally were able to get over here. I actually had lunch one day with one of the agents who was kind of getting attacked and ripped for what he was doing, and he wanted to meet with me after a story. So I've seen it. I've seen guys, what they've had to do to come over here. We got a bunch of Cubans in the minor leagues right now, including the brothers that have the same crazy names for the Marlins. Matter of fact, I think one hit a game-winning home run yesterday for the Marlins. But, Woody, I just think this thing – And our games outside of Japan, they're crazy too. I mean, Japan is they're nuts about their baseball. But these countries, baseball's number one. It was number one 50 years ago, and it's number one today. Puerto Rico, I can't say it enough. Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Venezuela, all huge baseball markets. huge. And I just don't think they have anything in common. They're getting their best players. You're playing for your country. And then you go back. And again, I think it's a lot of things. By the way, Arise has been really good. It's too bad that Dominican or Venezuela lost so quickly, because he's a hell of a player and had some good games. And I think he's going to be – I just don't know what this thing's going to look like.
Well, Texter here says they're all locals for Venezuela, Dominican Republic, et cetera. The Marlins need to bring stars, otherwise the locals won't go.
I think that's part of it.
Another guy says fans in Miami cannot let go of the past when it comes to the Marlins.
I guess he's talking about Samson.
Yeah, I guess. I just think you have an event of this magnitude. This is like the Super Bowl of this sport or the World Cup of this sport. And you can't parlay that into any success, people into your product. You got the best players in the world.
You know how many years I heard?
Playing in Major League Baseball.
You know how many years I heard the World Cup was going to change soccer in this country?
Soccer is changing in this country,
slowly.
Though.
Slowly.
Baseball's going in the wrong direction. Soccer's going in the right direction. I think that's painfully obvious, right?
Yes.
Soccer is clearly on the rise while baseball has trouble.
I didn't know how Major League Soccer has come a long way. I agree with that.
I mean, it clearly has. There's a fan base for that sport.
There
and it's
is.
Growing.
But it's still not the soccer of the Premier League and some of the other leagues that are over in Europe. Still not the same.
This guy says, couldn't agree with Joe more. Most of the fans at the WBC don't care about baseball. They're cheering for their country like the Olympics. No one watches swimming or gymnastics. When the Olympics comes every 4 years, people are all into it. This won't help the Marlins' attendance at all. I don't know if that's like a fair comparison to compare to like people watching swimming during the Olympics.
Well, Woody,
I'm guessing the people that are spending that kind of money to go to baseball games are going to watch the baseball games, not just blindly root for their country, but that would be my guess. I don't know.
I don't know how the Marlins get out of this. And listen, they're excited. It's a fresh year. It's a new manager, some new players. Sandy Alcantara, National League Cy Young winner. All those things sound great. But then you go, and Trey Turner's a great example. I thought Trey Turner was going to sign with the Dodgers, unlimited money out in L.A. He signed with Philadelphia. So now they got another guy. Who Trey Turner right now, before the season starts, he's playing at a level unknown to mankind in baseball, what he's doing. Hitting home runs and everything that he's done. So I don't know, man. I'm not going to beat this thing up all morning. It is very interesting, though, the Cuban take of last night. And, of course, United States just beat the crap out of this Cuban baseball team last night. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff. Jim Larrañaga is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour before catching a flight. Are they coming back home, Woody? I guess they're not going straight to the tournament, are they? Or are they? I wonder if
they are coming back home. Coming so they home play Friday couple. Night, but they are coming back home this morning. I think at 9:30, something
all
like
right.
that.
All right. Well, listen, so we'll have Jim Larrañaga join us at 7:40 this morning. We'll talk to him about another big win. And here they go, Sweet 16, along with congratulations up in Boca to FAU. They're going to be joining the party too, man, that Sweet 16. Trying to win another game, trying to keep rolling. Right now I want to tell you about something that's rolling every day, your South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, what a product. What a nice SUV family they have put together when it comes to room and it comes to look and it comes to price. Boy, I'll tell you what, Tahoes and Suburbans, the big SUVs of the Chevy family, got a brand new sporty look to them and have added a lot more space. So you and your family just got more space from the big boys at your South Florida Chevy dealers. And the Traverse, midsize SUV, doesn't feel like it. And what a nice look. We don't do that box truck thing looking. Man, the Traverse is sweet looking. And somehow, even though it's smaller, still has a lot of room for you and your family. And our smaller SUVs, like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox, have plenty of style and substance for you. And then the Silverado trucks, man, are our number one seller. When you come, you start talking about big, comfortable, beautiful Silverado trucks. Durable, you betcha. Whether you need a full-time working truck, you still need the family truck to get around, Boy, they make about every kind of truck possible. If you like a truck, Silverado makes it for you, that's for sure. Corvettes and Camaro, last time I checked, as in the other day, still sexy as can be. Hey, whatever you're looking for, these are the best overall products we've ever had, new and used and ready for you at your South Florida Chevy dealers' convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.